Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
People heard me blowing my nose again when you were about to do your read.
Nice.
Texters blew the line up.
Nice.
Asking if it was a fart. Caboli said, is Crowley using a hanky to wipe his nose?
Were you?
I'm anti-hanky.
Isn't hankies are nasty.
Absolutely revolting.
Yeah. Like, what's the point?
So you just don't have to keep throwing away tissues?
So you just snot into a little piece of cloth and yeah, keep it in your pocket?
I feel like there used to be like shirt pockets that were more popular back in the day, and people would wear suits, so you could just stick it in that one pocket and it wouldn't like spread.
That's not the point.
You're telling me that there's a hanky pocket, a specific hanky pocket on old-timey suits?
Yeah.
That can't be right.
No, that's where
you know that shirt pocket that's always sewed, yeah, that's like on a suit jacket? That's where you put like a hanky or like a, or one of those squares, you know, those pocket squares.
It's still nasty.
A pocket square and a hanky is different.
You put a boogered-filled piece of cloth back in your pocket and then use it again.
You can put the hanky.
Why don't I just wipe my ass?
I know where you can put it, Callis. It's just
nasty. In the pocket square pocket. Oh, it can be used for either one.
Yes, but it doesn't really matter because you put your hand in your pocket to get the slimy, snotty rag out.
You're reusing it.
You're reusing it. So it doesn't even matter if you wash your hands because you're touching the soiled fabric again.
Well, now you could carry hand sanitizer these days in those portable bottles.
You're still carrying around boogers in your pocket.
Right.
Well, you can wash it when you get home.
It doesn't do me any good when I'm out.
Right. I think it's better for formal places if you don't have tissues around. You can just blow your nose real quick and still look nice. That's all.
I don't think people do it.
I don't think you should use it in this setting.
I've never seen a younger person under the age of 40.
No. My pap was big on the hankies.
Right, yeah. Like older people.
That was their time. They also ate cigarettes by the carton. Right. So things change. Caboli, to the surprise of no one, says, I am pro hanky, but you have to get the fold right after every wipe. See, that seems like too much work. And you know what I do? I blow my nose. I throw it away.
Right.
Wow.
Well, you don't have a hanky, though. You have a tissue. It's not like you're carrying the tissue around.
That's the point.
The tissue isn't the hanky.
That's the point. It's a two-step process. Blow and chuck. Meanwhile, with a hanky, it's open it up, find the right spot, blow,
put it
fold
back.
It again, put it back.
No.
I think the real question is, why don't you find more opportune times to blow your nose?
Listen, man. When the bugs come calling, I got to blow them. All right. That's bad phrasing. Texter writes in, so good to hear Doran back on the air, especially after yesterday when Crowley did his best impression of a bridge troll. How dare you?
Of a bridge troll?
How dare you? Mom?
Bridge troll.
Texter, my dad had one hanky that he would use, and he would wash it every night. Oh, my God. One?
That's a lot of work.
One? I don't have to wash a tissue.
No.
Sometimes you do accidentally wash a tissue, and it puffs up and blows stuff everywhere in the dryer. That's no good. But I'm a minimalist. Or is that the other way?
Well, minimalism would be using a
hanky.
You think
the minimalist would use the hanky.
Because then you're saving on tissues. Oh, by the way, somebody on X, speaking of tweets, compared our relationship to Brooke Pryor and Mike Tomlin, which I thought was funny.
You and me?
Yeah.
Who's who?
I'm Tomlin.
Yeah, Crowley's Tomlin, and I'm the one asking questions and poking at you to make you upset.
I did it. I'm a big star. I'm doing a bingo thing on December 2nd. How many bingo events you guys hosted? None. See if they'll give me a certificate. I'll put it right up with the Marconi.
I ran for council once.
Yeah, we know. You were off the air for 6 weeks. Harry, you were just saying I'm a wonderful guy because I went to your pap's funeral. And now you come on the air and you slander me.
Yeah, no, because we were asking, who do I like more? And I was like, well.
No.
Or what was the question?
Who's nicer?
Oh, who's nicer, yeah. I was like,
see?
Crowley does the sentimental stuff well. You know, but Doran is more consistently kind to me on a day-to-day basis. So for my mental health, Doran is good for me. But for the severest cases of pain, Crowley can ease that, I guess.
I thought there was going to be free food.
That's so wrong.
At the funeral?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like cold cuts or something?
Wow.
And all you got
imagine my disappointment when I found out it was just them all crying over a dead guy.
Oh, yeah, all I got to hear was this.
Goodness.
All I got to hear was the stories about my grandpa's Purple Heart.
It actually was. Yeah. It was touching.
My goodness.
Plus, I could use the night off, is what.
You're probably going to make my mom cry. That was her dad.
Oh, my goodness.
She listens every morning.
Oh, no. Wow.
You and the reusable diaper kind of deal, you do that?
Look at you trying to just.
I said what I said. You know, I got a weird relationship with death. I just make jokes. It was a very touching thing to be a part of.
Yeah, blah, 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 grandma.
Wow. Now you see what he's doing? Now he's bringing up my dead grandma. And now we're back on bingo again.
What the hell is going on?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.